Protests and blockades of clinics that perform abortions are up dramatically around the nation. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ali Budner has more from Colorado, the first state in the union to pass a law legalizing abortion more than 50 years ago.
Nearly 6 years after Colorado legalized abortion, the Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade, and the procedure became legal across the country. Soon after, the National Abortion Federation started compiling statistics on what it calls violence and disruption against abortion providers. Vicky Saporta is the group's president. She says last year they saw some alarming numbers.
We have had trespassing more than triple, death threats and threats of harm nearly double, and incidents of obstruction rose from 580 to more than 1,700.
The group gets this data from its member clinics, as well as from law enforcement records. But Saporta says there is some nuance to the numbers. While picketing, trespassing, and verbal threats have increased, there haven't been any recent incidents of, quote, extreme violence.
Meaning no murders or attempted murders, arsons, or bombings.
Saporta says this extreme violence mostly happens under presidents who support abortion rights.
That is when anti-abortion extremists are most desperate and believe they need to take the law into their own hands.
Right now, she believes they're seeing mostly lower-level crimes because abortion rights opponents feel they have allies at top levels of the government.
It could be that we have the president that we have because the pro-life movement has been getting stronger.
Matt Nijelski is president of Pikes Peak Citizens for Life in Colorado Springs. By day, he's a software analyst, but he says he's been active in the anti-abortion movement for 30 years. He says he and members of his group will stand outside clinics to pray and try to persuade women not to go in for the abortion.
We actually believe we're reducing violence. And so, in a real sense, what's marked in this report as being an increase in disruption is actually a decrease in violence. So we see that as a good thing. We'd love to see that number go even higher.
But he doesn't condone direct violence or threats.
It's not good that anybody is getting a death threat.
And Nijelski believes there has been violence in both directions.
Have you had threats against you?
Not a death threat, no.
The FBI doesn't specifically track threats or violence against abortion opponents. However, since 1994, it has documented crimes against reproductive health care providers, including those who perform abortions. Like Dr. Warren Hearn. He's been receiving death threats since he started performing abortions decades ago.
I started sleeping with a rifle by my bed because I thought somebody would try to kill me. The anti-abortion people made very clear that they wanted to kill me.
Hearn will be 80 years old this month. He wears square, wire-rimmed glasses and plain green scrubs. He's showing me around the Boulder Abortion Clinic. He's the clinic's founder and main doctor.
So this is the downstairs family waiting room.
The space is brightly lit, filled with plants and framed wildlife photographs. It's about as calm and comfortable as a place can be that's surrounded by several layers of bulletproof glass. One time, he says, someone did shoot a gun right into his clinic.
One of the bullets just barely missed a member of my staff, and I had just walked through the room.
Hearn's been performing abortions under 9 different presidents, but he says today the political climate is particularly bad.
The anti-abortion fanatic control all 3 branches of the federal government, particularly the presidency and the Congress, and they're working on more complete control of the U.S. Supreme Court.
He agrees this could explain the recent downtick in bombings and murder attempts on abortion providers. Still, he never relaxes.
The anti-abortion movement has made it very clear that they will accept any level of violence to impose their views on the rest of us. They will stop at nothing, including assassination. And just because it hasn't happened for a while doesn't mean it can't happen today or tomorrow, this afternoon.
For his part, Matt Nijelski rejects being characterized as a fanatic or an extremist.
The pro-life movement has been against violence all the time. That's not to say that there aren't certain people that, through passions one way or another, end up falling into something.
Since Roe v. Wade, there have been a number of bombings and arson attacks of clinics that perform abortions. 11 people have been murdered, the most recent in 2015. 3 people were shot and killed at the Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs. The shooter was recently declared unfit to stand trial again as he remains mentally incompetent. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.